Pope Francis has arrived in South Sudan on the second leg of his Africa trip. These are pictures from the capital, Juba. The pontiff is going to spend 3 days promoting peace and reconciliation in the world's youngest country, which has been scarred by civil war and poverty. Hours before he arrived, at least 20 people were killed in intercommunal violence, according to the information minister. Well, joining us on set is Alan Boswell. He's Horn of Africa director for the International Crisis Group and host of the podcast The Horn. Alan, good to have you with us. So there's been a five-year war, over 380,000 dead. This is a crucial time for this visit for South Sudan.
Yeah, South Sudan is a country where it's almost hard to even pick out the challenges. They are so huge. The country tops the list of most corrupt countries in the world. The conflict has been absolutely terrible. And essentially got independence in 2011, fell into a civil war. They got out of this civil war, but violence has actually continued to climb in much of the country. And now the food and hunger situation continues to grow. The WFP is saying it's actually the hungriest South Sudanese have been since independence.
Mm. I want to ask you about the food situation and the social situation in a moment. But with regard to this visit, I mean, back in 2019, the Pope created a storm around the world because he kissed the feet of President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar, as he was then, in order to try to persuade them to put aside their differences and stop the violence. The fighting still goes on. People must be wondering what else the church can do to try to bring some sort of end to the fighting.
Yeah, and I think this visit, and it's not just the Pope, it's also the head of the Anglican Church, as well as the moderator of the Presbyterian Church. And this really comes from a cry from the churches in South Sudan, who have, you know, seen the state of their country deteriorate so terribly, and have been pleading with their leaders. The South Sudanese people have been pleading with their leaders to try to make things better. They have implemented a peace deal they signed in 2018. At a very top level, they were able to do power sharing, but they've basically implemented almost no other parts of the agreement. The leaders, and there's a variety of leaders, but they're all implicated more or less in a lot of the violence that takes place in a lot of the country. So for sure, the church's visit, the Pope's visit, I think it's to try to encourage the South Sudanese people. They've obviously been very long-suffering. I think it's to encourage the churches as well, but there's obviously a tough message I think they want to deliver to the leaders as well after this very powerful kissing of the feet that the Pope did, which kind of shocked the world. It shocked the leaders. But then we've seen, you know, South Sudanese have been very disappointed in the performance of their leaders since that.
Mm. It's difficult to imagine for somebody who's on the outside of what would be going on in the rooms and then the discussions that will be taking place, what the Pope and his entourage and those with him would be able to say, what kind of pressure that they're able to bring on the two leaders.
Well, there's very little clear pressure you can bring. I think obviously the church hopes to somehow appeal to them from a spiritual, from a moral level, and also to encourage the church. I can say South Sudanese, the church, I think, to a degree, and diplomats are hoping, you know, honestly, they're hoping for a miracle in a sense. I think that these church leaders, including the Pope, will be pushing for the leaders to really make their country better. And many diplomats hope that there's a push to tell them if they haven't, you know, that maybe it's time for them to step aside and let others try.
Mm. The violence is only part of a cycle in South Sudan, as it is in many other countries that are affected by situations like this. But you were mentioning earlier the problems with food security. There have been, I think, 4 years or so of continual floods, which have disrupted the harvests. And, of course, the violence has not helped with that. You end up with this cycle, don't you, of continual problems. It must be very difficult to find a point at which you can break that cycle effectively in order to move the country on.
Yeah, South Sudanese have really struggled. I mean, in essence, they, you know, when they got independence, it was sort of a botched independence because they fell so quickly into civil war. I was there when they, you know, when they got independence in 2011, and there was so much hope, there was so much optimism. But they had huge challenges ahead. And the sad thing now is that they are so much further back. In terms of development, but also in terms of their social cohesion, ethnic tensions are extremely high. And so even getting back to where they were in 2011, feels like a really, really steep road for South Sudanese. And like you said, it's proven especially difficult because without necessarily the political leadership many of them want to see, it's difficult to even know how to start to change. And there's a lot of goodwill, I think, and there was from the international community, but they can't figure out exactly how to help.
Mm. Really interesting to get your thoughts on this. Alan Boswell, thank you very much indeed for being with us on Al Jazeera.
Thank you, Rob.